朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于宏杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我这两天收到一个学生作业交过来，他说感谢主让他胜过试探，没有偷看书。
And these few days, I received the assignment, and he said, "Thank God that I overcome the temptation to look at my notes."
感谢主，今天是我们日光节约时间，正好调时间啊。
And we thank God that today is the time adjustment. We're springing forward.
我的闹钟墙壁上的钟都调了，但是我的表我故意不调，因为我今天就可以讲两个钟头。
My alarm, all the clocks on my house, I've changed the time, but my watch, I didn't change it, so I can speak 2 hours today.
因为我每次碰到跟英文组讲到，我就很害怕。
Every time we have a combined meeting, I am terrified.
因为怕时间不够。
I was worried about that we don't have enough time.
不是他不好，因为总是 take 我们。至少三分之一以上的时间。
Not that the translator is no good, but it takes more time to get the message through.
但是我刚刚坐在底下，我就在想说，就算我不调表也没有用，对不对？
But I was sitting there, I said, well, even if I didn't adjust my watch, it's useless, pointless.
就像你早晨你不想去上班，你说我再调三个钟头，多睡点觉，有没有用？
Just like you said in the morning, I don't want to work, and I'll move the clock back 3 hours. It's not going to work anyways.
学生们今天要考试，还没预备完，我调慢半个三个小时再。有没有用？
The students, you have an exam at 8 o'clock and you turn your clock back 3 hours and you say, well, wait a little bit, does that work?
我儿子今年要大学毕业了，他很紧张，他没有预备好跨进世界。
My oldest son, he's going to graduate from college this year. He feels nervous because he felt he's not prepared to enter into society.
他再把他的 clock 调慢两年，有没有用？
Can he turn his clock back two years? Does it work? Of course not.
更严重的是，很多人不想死。
And more importantly, people don't want to die.
觉得我还想多活几年，你调时钟有没有用？
If I want to live a few more years, I'm going to pull my time back or turn my clock back. Does it work?
没有用。
Of course not.
也弟兄姊妹，当神还把时间、把机会留给我们的时候，
But just when God still gives us time and opportunities,
我们要抓住今天，每一个今天都要竭力得着神的上好。
We need to lay hold of every one of our todays and get the very best of what God has prepared for us.
然后每一天我们都要活得有意义。
And every single day has to be meaningful.
我们这一系列讲金钱的操练。
And these series of topics, the exercise of godliness.
这个。怎么会不要停止聚会跟金钱有关呢？
And what does that have anything to do with not forsaking the assembly of the saints?
我想我们讲完了，弟兄姊妹就会知道了。
And after we share, I think brothers and sisters, you'll begin to understand.
但为了要让我们强调新约聚会为什么这么重要。
So in order for us to emphasize how important it is for the New Testament, in the New Testament time for us to meet together.
我们一定要先回到旧约，神怎么样子要求安息日。
And we need to go back to the Old Testament and see God's requirement concerning the Sabbath.
我们读几处的经文好不好？
Read a few scriptures.
我们第一个先读出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
这是十诫。
And this is the Ten Commandments.
请问是第几诫说要守安息日啊？
Which commandment says that you shall obey the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath?
有一个弟兄刚刚举手说他勉强来的，他马上就答对了。
And the brother who rose his hand and said he came reluctantly, he got it right.
我们看二十章第八节到十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 8 through 11.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福与安息日定为圣日，请注意这一天是被神称为圣日。
Please remember that the Lord said that this day is holy.
神的要求是无论谁什么工都不准做。
It doesn't matter who it is, you cannot labor on that day.
不管是你的儿女、你的仆婢、你的牲畜、 什么事都不准做。
Whether it be you, your children, your servants, or the animals, they shall not labor.
而原因是因为耶和华创造了天地海和万物之后，神进入了安息。
And the reason given here is that because after the Lord has finished, completed the creation, the Lord entered rest.
神要我们享受他的安息。
So the Lord wants us to enjoy His rest.
弟兄姊妹，你知道在创世纪第二章讲到神创造完万有的时候
，And Genesis chapter 2, it says the Lord has made the heaven and the earth.
第七日神进入了安息
，And the seventh day the Lord entered into rest.
所以十诫叫我们要守安息日
，So the Ten Commandments says keep the Sabbath.
为什么
？Why？
因为神把一切都造好了
，Because God has finished everything.
神要我们带着一个信心。知道神为我们预备的一切，我们来享受它。
God wants to come before Him with faith and enjoy all that He has made for us.
我们一起来享受他伟大的创造和丰富的预备。
To enjoy His wonderful creation and the fullness of His supply.
信心的接受。
And receive it with all faith.
然后感恩的享受。
And take it with thanksgiving.
这是安息日很重要的目的、啊。
This is a very important purpose of Sabbath.
我们在信心里面接受神给我们所有的预备。
In faith, we receive everything God has prepared for us.
我们在感恩的里面，我们来享受神给我们所有的预备。
And in thanksgiving, we enjoy everything that He's prepared.
所以当你不守安息日的时候
，So when you no longer keep the Sabbath,
表示你不放心神会负责你一切所需要的。
Which means that you no longer trust that God will provide all that you need.
你在信心的里面你没办法信他。
In faith, you cannot trust Him.
另外一方面
Secondly,
你不甘心不满足于神给我们预备的。
You are not satisfied with what He has prepared for you.
所以你自己要再去赚要再去得要再去贪。
So you want to go work some more, to gain some more, to covet over more.
所以弟兄姊妹你在读利希米记的时候你发现安息日有很多做生意的人等在城门外想跟百姓做生意。
In the book of Nehemiah, you begin to understand that there were people who were outside the gates that still wanted to do business on Sabbath.
已经有六天可以赚钱可以有工作可以有收入了他还觉得不够。
Six days, you could labor, you could work hard and earn money, but they didn't feel it was enough.
所以弟兄姊妹安息日在这里说到对神的信心对神的感恩。
And Sabbath speaks of the faith towards God and thanksgiving towards God.
而且神在这里说他定为圣日他要赐福于安息日。
And He said it holy that He will bless it.
当你真正想安息的时候
When you really want to rest,
弟兄姊妹，你要在信心的里面分享神给我们所有的预备。
And faith, you must come and receive all that God has provided for you.
你会带着一个感恩的心来享受神给我们所有的预备。
And you will come with a heart of thanksgiving to receive all those things.
另外一节的圣经呢，我就不读了。生命记第五章十二节到十五节，你们可以写下来。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
圣经里面有两次讲十诫。
And there's twice the commandments are given concerning the Sabbath.
出埃及记二十章是在西南山下神第一次颁布十诫。
And the very first time that it was mentioned was under the Mount of Sinai.
生命记第五章是隔了三十八年以后快进迦南前。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 is after 38 years, right before they enter into Canaan.
在摩押平原前面摩西再一次重申十诫
Is that the plains of Moab, the Lord Moses once again recited the Ten Commandments.
我们在上旧约概论的时候跟弟兄姊妹做的挑战说你回去找这两次十诫有没有任何地方不一样
And I've challenged those who are in the CTC training, in our Old Testament survey study, to examine these two portions of the scriptures and see what's the difference.
有没有人注意到中间的不一样
Anybody found the difference in the two portions of the scripture?
很好哈，唯一的不一样就是在第四诫守安息日上。
The only difference in the Ten Commandments, the recording of the Ten Commandments is concerning keeping the Sabbath.
两次讲十诫都一样，只有第四诫不一样。
Words were almost verbatim, only when it comes to keeping the Sabbath.
出埃及记讲十诫是因为神创造了天地海和万物，一切都做好了。
Exodus talks about the Ten Commandments with respect to God's creation of the heaven and earth, that everything was finished.
生命记讲到守安息日是因为纪念说你从前在埃及曾经为奴，而现在神大能的手把你救出来。
But in Deuteronomy, when it talks about keeping the Sabbath, is for us to remember that we were once slaves in Egypt, and God has delivered us with a mighty hand.
所以你无论什么工都不可以做。
No matter what, you cannot labor.
要守安息日。
Keep the Sabbath.
要纪念你是被神从为奴之家释放出来，拯救出来的。
To remember that you were delivered from the house of bondage.
所以弟兄姊妹，守安息日。
So to keep the Sabbath,
一方面讲到是神赐福的日子，
it's the day of God's blessing.
享受神祝福的日子，
so enjoy the day of God's blessing.
另外一方面，安息日是神命令，是一个圣别的日子。
And the second aspect is it's the day of God's command, the day that has been sanctified.
你从前在埃及奴隶世界的辖制底下，天天为奴受苦。
In time past, you were enslaved in the world and in Egypt, and you were under its oppression every single day.
你今天被我大能的膀臂拯救释放出来了。
But today with my mighty arms I've delivered you.
你理当把这一天分别为圣归给我，这是圣日，什么工都不准做。
It is rightful that you set this day apart for me that you shall not labor.
所以弟兄姊妹看见了没有，守安息日是一个蒙福的命应许。
And you see that the keeping the Sabbath is a blessed promise.
神要赐大福，要让我们享受他一切的预备。
He wants to bless us greatly that we may enjoy all that He's provided.
守安息日的第二面是一个分别为圣的一个圣日，什么工都不准做，要来侍奉他。
The second side of Sabbath is a holy day, a day that's been sanctified, that no work shall be done.
第三个经文我也不读了哈，以西结书二十章二十节，大家回去读。
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 20.
神说我要用我的安息日为圣，这日。我在我与你们中间为证据。
And the day of the Sabbath shall be a
testimony
between you and I.
使你们知道我是耶和华你们的神。
That you and I would know that I am your God.
所以安息日第三件事情。
And the third aspect.
它是一个证据。
And it is a testimony, it's a witness.
啊，这是一个证据，证据是证明什么呢？
What is the sign? What is this witness?
我是耶和华你们的神。
Between you and me, I am your God.
换句话说，守安息日第三件事情，这是一个见证。
And the keeping the Sabbath, the third aspect that is the testimony.
神的百姓跟地上的万民有什么不一样？
The difference between the people of God and the rest of the world.
啊，不仅仅神在他们中间，让他们跟世人不一样。
Not only is God in the midst of them that they are different from the world.
他们的生活也不一样，他们被分别出来。
But their lifestyle is different because they've been set apart.
借着守安息日成为一个证据，成为一个见证。
And by keeping the Sabbath, it becomes a sign, a testimony.
所以我们很简单讲了旧约这三件事情。
And very quickly, we talked about these three aspects through the Old Testament.
安息日是蒙福的应许。
And it's a day of blessed promise.
安息日是神的命令和要求。
And it's a command of the Lord and a requirement of the Lord.
安息日是一个证据，是一个见证。
It's a sign, it's a testimony.
就守安息日为了享受、承受神给我们的祝福。
And to keep the Sabbath is to enjoy and to inherit God's blessings for us.
守安息日是因为这是一个分别为圣的日子，我们被从奴隶中救出来，我们理当侍奉神。
We keep the Sabbath because it's a day that has been sanctified, we've been redeemed and saved out of the days of bondage.
守安息日是一个证据，是跟地上万民分别的一个证明。
It is a sign that, that separates us from the rest of the world.
神是我们的神。
And that He is our God.
好，我们今天要用这三件事情回头来看新约。
Now with these three things, we're going to come and move into the New Testament.
我们一起来读在那个程序单上背诵经文。
And we're going to come and read the memorization scripture.
希伯来书第十章二十五节，我们请一起来读，好不好
？Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, please read it together.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此相劝。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。你看圣经上斩钉截铁的讲说，不可以停止聚会。
And the scripture says it very clearly.Do not forsake the assembly.
这是神给我们的命令啊。
Now, this is God's commandment for us.
虽然新约里面我们不再像以色列人一样去守安息日。
In the New Testament, we don't no longer observe the Sabbath as the Jews in the times of old.
但是你从旧约里面，神对安息日这么重视，而且把它摆在十诫里面。
And you begin to see that God sees Sabbath as something very important. He put it in the Ten Commandments.
而且严重到一个地步，当百姓犯安息日的时候，他们用石头把它砸死。
And the severity is that when someone has transgressed against the Sabbath, that they were to be stoned.
甚至圣经上在耶利米书十七章二十七节，神说：“如果你们不守安息日，我要在你们各个城门里面点起火来。”
And even the severity of the Lord's command, Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 27, that if you will not keep the Sabbath, I will set a fire within your gate.
这个火可以烧灭耶路撒冷的宫殿不能熄灭。
And it will consume the temple within Jerusalem that it will not cease.
神 非常非常重视我们在不在乎他的命令。
And God is very serious about whether we observe his commandments.
神非常在乎我们到底有没有把神当作神来侍奉他。
And he really cares whether we serve him as God.
你会说我每一天都应该侍奉神呢
You say, yeah, every day I'm supposed to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹先不要讲得这么属灵这么超然哈
And don't spiritualize things too much right now.
如果连神分别出的这一天我们都没办法来侍奉神来敬拜神
If the day that the Lord has set apart that we cannot come and worship God,
我们就不要想说将来我或是说我们每一天都在侍奉神
And let's not even think about the fact that, okay, I can serve the Lord any other day.
我记得以前有一个姊妹碰到斯百克弟兄的时候她跟他讲
And I remember one time a sister had met Brother Spock and she said these things to him.
斯百克弟兄问他说你在哪里聚会
And Brother Spock asked the sister, where do you meet?
他说我在宇宙性的教会聚会
And I'm in the universal church right now.
他说全天下的弟兄姊妹都是我的弟兄姊妹
All the brothers and sisters throughout the world, they are my brothers and sisters.
所以我没有一个地上的教会参加
So I don't have a particular assembly that I belong to.
斯百克弟兄说你最好安定在一个教会里面好好聚会。
Brother Spock says, you better find a local place that you can assemble together and find rest there.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天眼睛看得见、摸得着的弟兄姊妹都没办法去爱。
If the brothers that we can see with our eyes, that we can touch, and we cannot love them,
你怎么能说你爱普天下所有的弟兄姊妹
？And how is it that you can say that you love all the brothers?
有人说等到我将来孩子大了，我退休了，我就可以好好服侍主。
And some people said that when my kids are grown and when I'm retired, I can serve the Lord diligently.
弟兄姊妹，如果你今天不能好好服侍主，你不要寄望将来。
Brothers and sisters, if you cannot serve the Lord now, don't rely on the future.
有人说，等了我赚了钱了，我就可以奉献给神。
And some people will say that after I have gained some wealth, then I can offer to the Lord.
你十块钱奉献不出一块，一百块就更难奉献出十块。
If you cannot offer a dollar out of ten, there's no way you can offer $10 out of 100.
你一百万，你就更难奉献出十万。
And 1 million, you cannot offer 10,000.
所以以前我听到一个
Sorry.
Doesn't matter, whatever he said, don't trust. 以前我听到 number, only number. 以前我听到一个弟兄这个沈宝龙牧师请来对我们华人几百个牧者讲道的时候。
And one time I was in a training session with a pastor, Paul Shen.
他是西雅图那边一个很大的教会，又是神学院的教授。他跟我们讲道。
And he's a pastor up in Seattle and a president over a seminary. He's speaking to us.
他说他们教会有一个企业家，有一天去问他们教会的主任牧师，那时候他还年轻。
There's an entrepreneur that went and asked him a question. He was still young at the time.
他说我从前奉献十分之一好容易啊。
He said, in time past for me to offer one-tenth, a tithe, is so easy.
他说我现在企业越做越大，钱这么多，要奉献十分之一真不容易。
So my company is getting bigger and bigger, and it's becoming harder and harder for me to tithe.
你看我收入一百万要奉献十万，一千万要奉献一百万。
Then I earn $1 million, I have to offer $100,000, and
$10 million, I need to offer $1 million.
Exactly.
他说他听见那个企业家问他们那个老牧师的时候，他就很想看这个老牧师怎么回答。
And that businessman asked this old pastor, he wanted to know what that old pastor would say.
他说那个老牧师满脸慈祥，什么话都没说。他说 Let's pray.
And that old pastor was so kind, and he put his arm around the brother and said, Let's pray together.
他说主耶稣啊，我现在求你让我的弟兄的收入能够少到他现在所奉献的十分之一。
Lord, I'm going to pray that you cause his income to drop.To the level where he can tithe comfortably.
例如说他现在赚了一千万，他奉献不出一百万，来只奉献十万。
And if he had $100 million, he cannot offer $10 million, and he can only offer $100,000.
所以他的祷告意思就是让他不要赚到一千万，赚一百万好了，让他这个十万块奉献得出来。
So his prayer is that don't let him earn this much, drop his income so he can really tithe.
弟兄姊妹，永远不要想到你将来会怎么样。
Friends, just don't ever think that in the future this is what I'm going to be able to do.
如果你现在不是这样子的人，你就先不要寄望你将来是怎么样。
If you are not such a person now, then don't dream that you're going to be such a person in the future.
所以你不要认为说我天天都在侍奉神，都在敬拜神。
And don't have this mentality that I'm serving the Lord every day.
神把一天分别出来，这是我们最基本、最基本要做的事情。
The Lord set apart one day for us. This is the most fundamental for us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在这里一样讲三件事情。神儿女们的聚集比旧约更丰富了。
And the gathering of the children of God is more abundant than what is represented in the Old Testament.
今天圣灵赐下来了。
The Holy Spirit has been sent.
基督完成救赎了。
And Christ has accomplished salvation.
耶稣活在我们的心中，成为我们的生命。
And Jesus lives inside of us, and He is our life.
今天我们成为教会了，整个教会是一个活。 活的是基督的身体。
And now today we are a church, the body of Christ.
所以我们今天的聚会比旧约以色列百姓的聚会蒙福太多倍了。
And our assembling together today is so much more blessed than the times of old.
亚伯拉罕、约瑟、撒母耳、大卫、但以理，不管谁，他们羡慕我们，羡慕的不得了。
Our patriarchs, they envy us to such a degree.
他们在外面经历神，在外面认识神，被灵的圣灵从外面感动他们。但是今天我们都是在生命里面了。
They knew God, they experienced God from the outward things, but the Holy Spirit moved us inside and we experienced God inwardly.
而今天神的同在是这么真实在我们中间。
And God's presence is so real in our midst.
弟兄姊妹，天下的聚集太多了。
There's so many gatherings in the world.
学校有学校的聚集，公司有公司的聚集。
You have gatherings in schools, you have gatherings at your work.
餐馆也是一片人，超级市场也是一片人。
And you see an assembly of people in restaurants, assembly of people in supermarkets.
有太多的聚集，有太多不同种的聚集。
There's so many gatherings, so many different types of people coming together.
但是有一种最简单、最简单的分法。
But there's the most simplest way to divide make distinction of these meetings.
就是两种。
There's two types.
Jack, 猜猜看是什么
？Jack, you want to take a guess?
你们的肩膀常常运动是吧？每个都是这样回答。这两种聚集，一个有神同在，有神祝福。
One that has God and God's blessings. Write it down.
没有神同在。没有神祝福的聚集。
And the other one is one that does not have the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，有神同在，没有神同在，就是这么两个简单不同的聚集。
Having God and not having God is as simple as it gets.
你说是何等的福气，我们能够来参加有神同在、有神祝福的聚集呢
？So what a blessing it would be for us to attend a meeting that God is there and He is blessing.
比你去餐馆、去学校、去任何地方的人的聚集，不知道蒙福有多少的祝福。
It is so much more blessings than any other meetings of men.
弟兄姊妹，今天旧约守这个犹太人到今天还是死守着这个安息日。
And the Jews to this very day they still hold on to the Sabbath.
但他们守在律法的规矩底下，过得非常没有安息。
But they're keeping it under the law and they actually do not experience rest on that day.
他们有安息日不准。走路不能超过多少哈，就是大概900公尺左右，2000尺。
That's actually a limit to the number of steps that they can take on the Sabbath.
我们到以色列去的时候进电梯，他们每一次碰到安息日是雇一个阿拉伯的小孩子坐在电梯里面，就是碰到他安息日的时候，你到以色列地区，你坐电梯的话，坐那个 elevator.
Okay, when you take the elevator in the land of Israel.
他们 hire 一个阿拉伯的一个回教的孩子在里面。
They will hire an Arab child to sit in the elevator.
他帮你 push button, 因为安息日不准动。
And he would be the one that pushes the button for you because you cannot labor and push button.
所以他们安息日吃的东西都是大部分都是 cold food.
And the food that they eat on that particular day, they're all cold.
你要吃热的话，你礼拜五晚上就要开开炉子。
And if you want to eat something hot, you got to keep it on the stove on Friday night.
然后礼拜天关，因为你不准去动它。
And Sunday morning, you can turn it off because you can't touch it.
弟兄姊妹，他们非常死守秩序，但是没有安息。
And they hold it to the letter of the law, but they really don't have rest.
我们今天在神的同在中，我们进入最深的安息。
But today, in the presence of God, we may really enter into His rest.
弟兄姊妹，新约的主日太重要了。
The New Testament, the Lord's Day is so much more important.
你个人追求主，你可以得到很多祝福。
You can pursue the Lord personally.You receive a lot of blessings.
你跟主的关系好，你可以得到很多的祝福。
You have the right relationship with God, you can attain a lot of blessings.
但是有一种祝福是只有在教会，只有在神儿女们聚集的时候才能得到的。
But there's only one type of blessing that you can receive in an assembly of God's people.
这是神特别给教会的祝福。
And that's something that God has set aside for His church.
是没有神儿女们你得不到的。
And that without the children of God assembling together, you will not receive it.
你看诗篇133篇，他说弟兄们和睦同居。何等的善，何等的美。
Psalm 133 says, "How beautiful are brethren who dwell together in unity."
那你讲到两个大的祝福，贵重的油，怎么样？从亚伦的头上浇下来，流到胡须，流到衣襟。
And it talks about twofold blessing. It talks about the anointing oil that is poured down on the head of Aaron and it goes to his beard and to the hems of his garment.
圣灵全备的祝福。贵重的膏油
the full blessing of the Holy Spirit that precious.
另外一个是黑门的甘露
and the other one is the dew of Haman.
讲到永远的生命
it talks about an everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神儿里面聚集在一起的时候，神特别要赐下来的
and these are the things that God will particularly give to His children as they gather together.
有一个弟兄他写了一本书叫《人生的下半场》
And a brother once wrote a book called The Second Half of My Life.
他原来是一个有线电视公司的总裁，企业做得不错。
And he was a businessman that actually done very well.
后来神 改变他，让他知道要从追求成功，要去改成追求意义和价值。
And the Lord actually transformed him and changed him from having success in his business, but to pursue things that are meaningful of purpose in life.
在他的办公室里面挂了一幅图画。
So in his office, there was a painting or a picture.
在一个 post, 一个像电线杆一个杆子一样哈，这个高高的杆子。
There's a big post that was anchored in the ground.
上面放一只乌龟。
And on top of that post is a turtle.
你觉得那是什么意思？
What do you think that picture means?
试试看嘛，中名也差不多了 ，General Manager。谁最聪明可以想一下
？Anybody has a clue what that picture means?
下不来。
Can't come on, can't come down.
这惧高症的人就从惧高症。
So Nancy's afraid of height.
慢也没关系。
Doesn't matter if you're slow.
一个 poster 上面放了一只乌龟。
A very tall post with a turtle on top.
我没有太多时间 ，Joey 要讲了。他是借着这个图提醒他。
He wants this picture to remind himself.
如果 without help, 没有人帮忙，他是上不了这里的。
And without help, that he could not have gotten that high.
你想乌龟怎么可能爬到一个 post 的顶端呢
？How is it possible that a turtle could climb up a post and be on top?
弟兄姊妹。他有这个成就，他觉得他不要自己认为是自己了不起，是因为别人的帮助。
He has such an accomplishment, he can't take it as if I did it myself without anyone's help.
今天有很多的东西是我们不来到基督的身体里面你得不到的。
There are many things that we will not obtain unless we come into the body of Christ.
有一些祝福是你不借着身体你得不到的。
There are certain blessings that you will not receive unless you're in the body.
我随便一提就有好几个，刚刚这是一个特别的祝福。
This is one particular blessing that we talked
about. 另外身体在一起的时候你会得到更多的祝福，不管你原来得了多少。
And no matter how much you receive individually, when you're together in the body, you will receive many folds.
年轻的孩子们，我再问你们一个问题。假装我这边有一个 container， 一个茶杯。
And I'm going to ask all the young people here if I had a container here or a cup.
它可以装一千 CC 的水。
And it can hold a thousand milliliter.
这个我现在把杯子打破。
And if I break the container,
变成一百个 pieces， 就是小小的碎玻璃片。
And it breaks into small pieces of glass.
然后每一个玻璃片都去装一点水。
And every single pieces of glass, I'm going to pour some water and see how much it can hold.
然后这一百个玻璃片装来的水倒到另外一个没有摔破的一样的杯子，请问能不能倒得满
？And I ask you, these little pieces of water that it holds, and we put it back in a similar cup, can you fill that cup back up?
Jack, 可不可以
？Is it possible, Jack?
No.
No.
这次好了哈。
Very good.
坐肩膀了。弟兄姊妹，不可能的。
It is not possible.
你自己用你自己这一片去承的祝福就是这么多。
The blessing that you go and inherit, that's how much you'll have.
可是当整个身体加在一起的时候，他能够得到的祝福是远远超过的。
But when the body is put together, the blessing that it can contain surpasses that.
当我们被摆在一起的时候，我们整个的价值不知道增加多少倍啊。
When we are put together, our worth is so much more.
不光我们的祝福增加了不知道多少倍。
Not only the blessing that we receive.
我们这个的价值，整个人受造的价值不知道增加多少。
But our worth as an assembly is so much more.
假装这边有一条 wire, 一个电线。
And again, another example is I have a wire in my hand.
Printing, 这样大概多少钱
？How much?
这样子一段 ，doesn't matter. $20. 这是很好的 wire 了。
Yeah, good wires.
$1, 其实一块钱都买到，他说$20，好是好的啊，$20。
Let's say it's $20.
请问这条线如果我放在 Space Shuttle 里面？很重要的一条电线。
And this conduit is a very important conduit that's used inside the space shuttle.
它的价值就决定不是20块可以衡量的。
It is no longer just $20.
它很可能因为这条电线断掉，让 space shuttle 整个出事情。
And if this conduit is severed, it may create a catastrophe on the space shuttle.
因为这边我们被单独 isolate 出来的时候，我一生的价值就是这样。
And if you're isolated by yourself, that is your worth for the rest of your life.
当我被摆在基督身体里面的时候
，When I am placed into the body of Christ.
当我这个电线、你那个螺丝、你那个东西，我们都在进攻用的时候，它所产生的结果是一件伟大的成果。
And if a segment of wire, a couple of loose screws and bolts, if they come together and build a structure, it's a tremendous outcome.
朋友，你在？活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么 你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。